Lessons from the Quran Kareem. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the 21st juz of the Quran Kareem, it begins on the second page with the surah known as Surah Ash-Shura. Shura refers to Mashwara. In the juz before this, and in Surah Yasin and thereafter, the difference between the people of the Akhirah, that one group will be in Jannah, in the grave they will get the pleasures of Jannah, and one group will find difficulties in the grave on the day of Qiyamah, and it will only get more and more harder. The two groups were shown, a distinct difference was shown between the two. Man had to make a decision that of which group, whether it's A or B, that he would like to be. In this juz, if a lesson can be taken, one of the lessons that shines out is that after having made a decision which group you want to be, then you will have to now plant that seed which will allow you to become of that group. In Surah Shura, Allah Tabarakala speaks about the two farms. Because both, whether the person wants to be of group A, or a person through his actions decides to become of group B, Allah make us all from group A. But both of those parties are going to be living in this world. No one is going to be living in the year after. For the duration of his life in this world, he is a man of this world. Yet one has been called Abna'ul Akhirah, the sons of the year after, although they are living in this world. And one has been called Abna'ul Dunya, the son of this world. What will be the difference between these two? Because both are going to be eating, both will be resting, both will have to walk in the market, both will have to earn. So the outside of the two should appear exactly the same. The difference is that one is planting the seed of the year after, and one is planting a seed only for this world. One has bought that seed which is going to build his year after. One has bought that seed which is going to build what he wants, a dunya. Allah Tabarakala in detail in the surah speaks about it. The first is, Allah Tabarakala says, Allahu latifum bi'ibadihi, yarzuqu man yasha, wa huwa al-qawiyyul aziz. Every man in this world must understand, because man's real object in this world is what he calls rizq. For many a person, rizq means only food. It only means wealth. But this word rizq, sustenance, is a very broad word. It refers to the quwa, the help that Almighty Allah gives an individual. It refers to strength, bodily strength, mental strength. It refers to a feature. One person is more handsome than another. A girl is more beautiful than another. It refers to knowledge. It refers to wealth. It refers to spiritual power. It refers to physical power. Almighty Allah has treasures by Almighty Allah. Allahu latifum bi'ibadihi. Almighty Allah is most kind. Allah is most close. Allah understands His servants the best. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَىٰ. And who He wants to give, then He opens up on him His doors. وَهُوَ الْقَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزِ. Indeed, most powerful Almighty Allah is. Many a person, they only understand difficulty when they find the money in their world getting less. When they find their business not giving so much. That's the only time when normally a person will say, make dua for me for rozi. But that rozi and this rizq, there's a world of difference between the two. The word rizq is a very broad word. The greatest rizq is deen. The greatest rizq is that seed of dunya which will plant a person's akhirah, which will give him ease in this world but will not deprive him of the year after. When a person will come normally asking that I got a lot of problems in my life, especially now we are going through times, let's forget the poor person coming and asking that I need help. Today it's the rich man. He is looking more worried than even the poor. People are seeing in front of them their dreams collapsing. At that time they want to know how to beg Almighty Allah. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu gave this wazifa. Maulana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahimullah, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahimullah quotes him. He says that Hazrat Haji Imdadullah rahimullah would give this very wazifa. This is the wazifa of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. That if someone is finding difficulty, it's called tangi. is finding this world has become narrow upon him. Whatever was his door, what he felt was open, he finds it closing. Then he must recite this verse 70 times a day, that Allah is most close to his servant, most kind to his servant, knows his servant the best. The word latifun has a lot of meanings. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He indeed sees and he opens the doors upon who he wishes. وَهُوَ الْقَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزُ. But the remaining verses thereafter will explain that when you're searching for rosy sustenance from Almighty Allah, think about what you are asking. You are going to get exactly what you want. If you want a seed that is going to plant only your dunya, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ. Almighty Allah says, the one who is looking for the seed of the year after, the one who is intending to make his farm the farm of the year after, in his farm it will be the same thing. The same crops are going to grow. Another man is going to be a farm of this dunya. He is also going to get the same crops. Both people will get a house in this world. But one person's house will have the a'mal of the akhirah. It will have salah and deen in it. Another person's house will have nothing but dunya. Both persons will get clothing in the world. One person's clothing will be used to cover his satr, to bring him closer to Almighty Allah. Another person's clothing will take him further from Allah. Both will get their food. One person's food will come with barakah. It will bring him towards the obedience of Allah. Another person's food will take him away. He who intends planting for the year after, نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ. We will give him a lot of the seeds that he wants. His farm will become bigger and bigger. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا. As for the one who wants to plant the farm, who intends the farm of this dunya, everything he looking for, he only wants dunya. It got nothing to do, it must grow into the akhirah. نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. Then we will give him from it. Meaning he won't get all also. In the year after, if man, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah writes about this, that the year after is the only place where man can ask for the highest of everything and it will not become a cause of fasad. Man can ask for the highest levels of beauty and Allah will give him. The highest levels of power Allah will give him. The highest levels of kamal Allah will give him. In this world, if Almighty Allah had to give everyone the highest levels of everything, if everyone was the richest, then there will be no one to work for the rich. If everyone was the strongest in this world, there would be nothing but fight. In this world, Allah Tabarakala will give nu'tihi minha. Even if his desire is he wants the whole world, Almighty Allah says, we will give him from the world. But wama lahu fil akhirati min naseeb. He must understand that his world is not going to develop, it's not going to grow into the akhirah. That man who searches for the akhirah, he will find as his farm is giving out the crops will see to the needs of this world, and it will go high into the year after. Wealth will come to him. He will use that wealth to see his, to his needs, and then he will see to the needs of other. Clothing will come to him. What won't come? But the one who only wants the farm of this dunya, the dua that was taught in Quran, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. حَسَنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا did not refer to wealth. It referred to that wealth which allows a man's akhirah to be built. When man asks for a lot of wealth, حَسَنَا will mean a lot of wealth which is pure, which is full of barakah. Wealth, when a man wanted knowledge, حَسَنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا meant that knowledge which will build his akhirah, not that knowledge which will develop into pride. When he wanted strength, حَسَنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا meant he will get strength that will help him to do the actions of the akhirah, not that strength that will make him a zalim and an oppressor. Allah Tabarakala make us all, we become abna'ul akhirah, planting the seeds of the year after. As for this world, Allah Tabarakala mentioned, وَلَوْ بَسَتَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ, that in this world, why we will not give everyone exactly what they want? Even if his intention is only this world, we will still not fulfill his every desire. Why? It's not the system of this world. Had Almighty Allah in this world, بَسَتَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقِ, opened up every door upon every servant of his, لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, there would have been chaos in the land. وَلَكِي يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَا يَشَاءُ. Rather in this world, Almighty Allah gives according to an amount that has been set by Almighty Allah. Certain people will get more wealth than another. Some will get more strength than another. Some will get physical beauty. Some will get internal beauty. Some will have a good character. Another person will have a good outer facial feature. In this world, Almighty Allah's system is إِنَّهُ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرٌ بَصِيرٌ. Almighty Allah is well aware of what His servants in this world need. Allah Tabarakala has made some who will be the servants of others, some who will be the workers of others. The worker will need the master will need the worker. This is the system of this world. If man is only running behind this world, he should think about this. Allah Tabarakala says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَتُ وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَةَ. That man who is running only for this world, let him realize that this world goes to everyone. Almighty Allah says, does he not see that a time comes in the world where people lose hope that the rains are not coming? Then Allah sends the rains. He sends the rains whether those people make tawbah, even if they never make tawbah. Allah Tabarakala gives it to them. No man has died in this world out of hunger. When he saw nothing is coming, Almighty Allah says, do you not see the rain finally came? He opened up his doors of mercy. وَهُوَ الْوَلِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. From the signs of Almighty Allah is the creation of the heavens and the earth. وَمَا بَثَّ فِيهِمَا مِنْ دَابَّ. Allah Tabarakala says, look at the animals that He has spread out in the world. Have you ever seen those animals going hungry? How every spring comes, grass comes out, you find every one of them eating. The sheep is eating and enjoying. The cow is eating. The goat is jumping around in happiness. Food for this world. The kafir got it, the believer got it, the animal got it. وَمَا بَثَّ. How many animals in the world? And then those animals are eaten by people, but you will never see it getting less. So the food of this world, even that animal, when it runs into that field, what kamal is in that animal? But if man wants to be like an animal, then that animal will either eat until it dies, or it will be killed so that it can be eaten. That's the end. Man in this world also will either eat until he dies, or he will die while eating. A person will die on the battlefield, but if he's not min abnal al-akhirah, then he will be like the animal. The animal's matter will come to an end there and there. Man's matter is still not going to come to an end. So rain comes to everyone. Plantations come to everyone. Food comes to everyone. That was never the purpose of the people of Iman. For them it was, Almighty Allah says, look in the world around you. You will see good days and you will see difficult days. But you won't see anyone really drowning. Allah Tabarakala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ الْجَوَارِ فِي الْبَحْرِ كَالْأَعْلَامِ. From the signs of Almighty Allah, look at those ships which are in the waters. Kal a'lami, they are like high mountains. Think about it. With such weight, how is it that that mighty ship is not sinking into the waters? You throw anything in the water, it sinks. Why is that ship not sinking? Almighty Allah has allowed it to stay above. When the ship has never sunk, man in this world is not going to sink. Almighty Allah will continue sending for him what he needs. إِيَّشَأْ يُسْكِنِ الرِّيحَ. Had Almighty Allah wanted, He could have stopped the winds. فَيَظْلَلْنَ رَوَاكِدَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِ. Then you would have seen that ship going nowhere. But that ship has never ever got stuck in the waters. It never sank to the bottom of the water. It was kept up. It never ever remained stuck in the middle of the waters. The winds always came and pushed it. In that ship many a time, there was not one person taking the name of Almighty Allah. But Almighty Allah allowed the ship, with all its goods, all its passengers, to always reach. The system of the world is that everything will happen. People's food will find them. People's health will find them. This is not something man must run around to say, I need to plant this seed. This seed, this crop is growing for everyone. But in the end of the day, Almighty Allah says, فَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ. But remember, no matter how much of this world you will be given, فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. It will only be called in the ending, that thing which will help you in this world. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. And that which you have planted by Almighty Allah, that will indeed be much more better. وَأَبْقَى. That will be everlasting. And thereafter in the verses, Almighty Allah now shows what is the distinguishing quality between a farmer who is farming for the year after and one who is farming for this world. Allah Tabarakala says, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The farmer of the year after, his first quality is the quality of iman. Without iman, that seed that you put in the ground will never ever reach the year after. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. The second quality is the one farming for the year after. On his every matter, he places his trust on Almighty Allah. He understands if Allah allows it to happen, it will happen. If Allah does not allow something to happen, it's not going to happen. وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ. He also has desires, and the farmer of this dunya also has desires. But one holds back from his desires, because he understands it will be a hazard to my crop reaching the year after. Both people look at that crop and would love to just grab it and eat it. One will take it immediately. He will fulfill his every desire in this world. كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ, the worst of sins. وَالْفَوَاحِشَ, the worst of his desires. He will fulfill it, because his crop is only to last in this world. But another who sees that my crop has to go to the year after, that desire to pull it out and uproot it immediately, he will have to hold back. وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوهُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ. The farmer of the year after, he also becomes angry. The farmer of this dunya also becomes angry. The farmer of the dunya, when he becomes angry, he slaps the person in front. He swears at him. He oppresses him. He says, do you know who I am? The farmer of the year after, he realizes that I also have to stand in front of an Allah one day. How on that day I will also ask for forgiveness in front of an angry, of a mighty Allah. In this world when I am angry, if I can forgive, then I can have hope for forgiveness. وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ. The farmer of the year after, his ear is always somewhere else. It's towards the year after. As the command of Almighty Allah comes, immediately he says, لَبَّيْكَ. He readily submits, he accepts, he runs. When the adhan is given, he's running. When an alim gives a fatwa, he accepts it wholeheartedly. The farmer of this dunya, his ear is only towards the crop. His everything is, my crop must grow. He is not worried about how far it will grow. The farmer of the year after, وَأَقَامُ الصَّلَاةَ. You will find him when the time of his salah comes. Not only does he perform a quick salah, how he establishes the salah. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. It is on this word that the surah got its name. That his every matter, you will find, is not a matter, a decision that he takes on his own. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. Every decision that he makes, he understands it's nothing small. This is a major fark between the people of dunya and the people of akhirah. A man who is a farmer of this world, because this world is in front of the eye of every person, when you are seeing something right in front of you, you don't have to ask for anyone's opinion, decision. It's right in front, you say, make the decision, it's right here. You say, the matter is so clear, there's nothing to think about. But a man who is a farmer of the year after, he understands every matter is not ending right here. Behind every matter, there's an entire future. It looks so small, the matter, but the repercussions of this matter, everything he sees, it's going right up to the year after. That is why he brings a mashwara for everything. It is not just making a decision till the end of the door. Rather, this decision is going very, very far till his year after. It is either going to make his Jannah or he's going to spoil his Jannah. Now the matter is a big matter. For the man of this dunya, everything is a small matter. A girl is in front, I want her. Someone will say, but she's proposed to somebody else. You say, so what? According to my strength, I can take who I want. He does not need to make mashwara. Because for him, it's just how far my hand can reach. It can reach the girl. For the farmer of the year after, it's not just that I can grab the girl and take her. Rather, he looks at an entire future. If I make zulm today, the doors of Allah's punishment open up for me. 15, 20 years later in this world, I'm going to suffer. I got an entire year after to suffer. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. The people of the year after, every matter in front of them was never a small matter. Ali radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many decisions will come in front of us, in which we will not find an explicit ruling in the Quran and in your sunnah, what should we do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِجْمَعُوا الْعَابِدِينَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. That you will gather the worshippers of my ummah. The worshippers means those people whose eye is towards the year after. وَتَشَاوَرُوا بَيْنَهُمْ الْأَمْرَ. And then you will ask each one's opinion. The reason is because the matter in front of you is not just in front. You need an eye that is looking towards the future. No one can see exactly in the future, but from different angles, different people will give a rye. وَلَا تَقْضَوْ بِرَأْيِ وَاحِدٍ He said, do not make a decision just of on the opinion of one person. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا تَشَاوَرَ قَوْمٌ إِلَّا هُدُوْ لِأَرْشَدِ الْأَمْرِ No group will ever make mashara, except Allah will open up their way, لِأَرْشَدِ الْأَمْرِ That they will find that decision which will take them the quickest to their destination, to the year after. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ The person who is a farmer of the year after, whatever comes to him, he understands this money that comes has to be spent. He spends it on himself, he is not a miser. He spends it on his family, and he spends it in the path of Almighty Allah. As for the farmer of this dunya, whatever comes to him, he only holds it back. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ The farmer of the year after, there are times he is also oppressed. His rights are also taken away. He is also a strong man. He has the ability to take revenge. And many a time there is maslahat, that someone has done wrong to you, you will punish. But because his eye is in the year after, هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ The meaning of intisar is, that a man who takes revenge, it's called exact revenge. He does not take one extra step. When the time comes for revenge, man lets his anger overpower him. He says, you did this to me, I will now show you. But a man whose eye is on the year after, يَنْتَصِرُونَ He makes sure even in taking revenge, in giving a punishment, he gives a punishment exactly according to the crime. وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا The penalty for something bad will be exactly like it is. فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ And at that time also, he remembers that if I also forgive today, فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ Then Almighty Allah will give me something even better. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ Indeed, Allah does not like the person who oppresses. A man who is the farmer of the year after, he is also blessed with strength. He also has workers under him. There are times they also do wrong. He will shout them. He will reprimand them. He will have to punish them. But even in punishing, he will understand, above me is a mighty Allah. As I do today, I can expect Almighty Allah to do with me. The more I forgive and I overlook, the more I can have hope of being forgiven. And he will not take that step into zulm. This is the difference between the abna'ul akhirah, a child who is a child of the year after. His every seed is looking towards the year after. And a man whose work is just to plant this dunya. Dunya has been planted for animals. Dunya has been planted for kafirs. Allah tabarak ta'ala allow us all to be min abna'il akhirah. In the next surah, which is known as surah Zukhruf. Zukhruf just means gold. Something which is adorned with gold. When in this surah it spoke about worry of planting your year after. In the next surah, the message is given. What is it, O man? Are you running behind the gold of this world, the silver of this world? Almighty Allah says, as for the gold and silver of this world, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا In this world we have distributed man's sustenance. وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ Some we have made rich, some we have made poor. لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًا So that one can take some work from the other which he could not do. He could not cut grass, but he had the money for grass being cut. So he could hire a gardener. Certain work he felt it's below me. But there was another man who would do that work so he could get his needs fulfilled. وَرَحْمَةُ رَبِّكَ If that is what man is running behind this world, then Almighty Allah says, thus we spread it amongst everyone. As for وَرَحْمَةُ رَبِّكَ Spiritual goodness, the mercy of your Rabb, خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ Indeed, that is better than whatever man is gathering. وَلَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً If it is gold and silver man is running behind, then let him realize that gold with which akhirat is not built, that silver with which akhirat is not built, Allah Tabarak Tala says it has no real value. Had it not been that all the people would have taken one path, they would have fell into kufr. لَجَعَلْنَا لِمَن يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ Then we would have actually made For every kafir, we would have made لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِّن فِضَّةٍ We would have given him houses, the roofs of which would have been made of silver. وَمَعَارِجَ عَلَيْهَا يَظْهَرُونَ The steps on which he walks, he goes up and down, would have been of silver. وَلِبُيُوتِهِمْ أَبْوَابًا. The doors and the windows of that house would have been made of silver. وَسُرُرًا عَلَيْهَا يَتَّكِئُونَ. The cushions, the sofas on which he sits would have been made of silver. What silver are you speaking about? Allah Ta'ala says, وَزُخْرُفَا. We would have made it all of gold. We would have made it all of gold also. Forget silver. وَإِنْ كُلُّ ذَلِكَ. But all of that there is nothing. لَمَّا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Except it will help man for a few days in this world. It's not going to reach his akhirah. وَالْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. For the people who can stay back, hold themselves from the disobedience of Almighty Allah, they will find for them is the year after. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make us all min abna'il akhirah, from the children of the year after.